Megas are back, baby.
They sure are.
Oh, it's time. We're going to find out our top, what is it, top nine?
Nine gens? A mega from each generation.
Yeah. We're going to pick them out for you. But before that, I'm going to Mega Evolve.
What?
Yeah,
no,
take
you're
a
not.
Look at this.
Oh, my God.
And?
Voila. That's right. I have this facial hair this episode.
Wow.
Wow.
And you're also part fairy type.
We go through all the megas we want to see in Pokemon Z to A. All that and much, much more in this episode of the Bells and Whistles podcast. Run that intro! Ryan was waiting here for like 15 minutes.
Sure is. You could do a time lapse of it if you'd like.
All right. Well, normally we have a little bit of banter.
Normally,
huh?
I'm able to walk in,
yeah.
And it's sort of an honest, raw moment,
yeah.
Of like us beginning the podcast, yep. And now that's sort of been robbed of. Nothing's been robbed of us.
No,
but we've made a transaction.
Yeah,
we've
yeah.
traded that
for a really good joke.
Something really strong.
Yeah, just to get everybody's attention. we start.
They say that'll do well on the for SEO.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
and it won't do well for anything else. But
welcome back to the Bells and Whistles podcast, Ryan Quigley from Bernie. How you doing?
I'm good. I had to put my facial hair looks like this because I have an audition that Ryan is going to film with me afterwards.
But you see what I'm wearing?
What do you got?
I forgot. I have a big reveal.
Oh, I have mine too. Should I put mine on?
Well, maybe.
Maybe we can get a different set of facial hair when you change. You want to do that?
I brought mine, man.
You want to put it on?
Yeah, put it on. I'll bring it over here. We'll do a little, show a little skin, huh? All this out.
This is good. I'm telling you, do a time lapse episode. Uh-huh. This one. This is for my mother. My mother said, I want to let you know really quickly. My mother was like, did you open the shirts? I said, Ma, last week we opened them on the podcast. She said, no, you didn't. I watched. And I said, I promise you didn't.
Oh,
I said, no, you didn't. And she said, okay, I'll go back and look. But I watched some of it. And I said, it's okay, Ma.
I'm glad.
It's okay.
I'm
but
glad.
Yes, no, I said that we were very appreciative.
We were.
Yeah. But.
Oh, I love this. I was walking around with it. I feel like it's becoming my thing.
I feel like it's part of my personality.
Uh-huh.
Let's get right to the chase.
Yeah.
Because we're very busy. You're doing a show. I'm going to Orlando, Florida. So we want to make this a very
this
short,
a quick one.
Sweet one where we're just saying hi,
yeah.
And then we'll do something better next week, I promise.
Yeah,
you.
No, but this is going to be good.
So we're going to go through and we're going, because Megas are clearly making some sort of return.
Yeah, resurgence.
In Pokemon Legends Z to A.
Yes.
As we learn
yeah.
from the trailer.
Zah.
Zah.
Pokemon got the Zah.
So everyone is talking about the Megas they would like to see because it's assumed. It'd be pretty rude if they didn't give us any new
something.
Megas. They got to yeah. give us some new Megas to go along with the old Megas. It'd be really disrespectful if they
yeah.
didn't do it. So we're going to go through each generation, pick a Mega or two that we want to see that doesn't have one yet.
Yeah.
Does that sound fair to you?
I think it seems fair.
How about you at home?
What about
the
you?
The listening audience.
I know. You really, you have to get the consent of three when you do something like this.
Yes.
You, me, and the people at
but
home.
But you know what's important to realize?
What?
That it takes a village.
to raise a podcast.
It really takes
it does,
a village.
Guys. It's, you know, every episode is a gift that you give us.
Just grateful. Any chance I get to sit in front of a microphone.
Yeah.
What a privilege.
What a privilege, huh? I don't have anything funny to say about that. We're all falling apart over here.
I'm so sleepy.
Yeah.
I'm so sleepy and
let's dive right into
month.
It. Gen so 1,
wanna,
hey?
So yeah,
the
wanna,
Kanto region.
The Kanto. Why uh-huh. don't you lead off? Who do you want to see from Gen 1 as a Mega?
I've got a great idea, too. Because not only did I come up with the
came up
ones,
with
I came
idea.
Up with little ideas.
Okay, I didn't. Mine isn't that structured, but I have general things that I would like to see.
Yeah. All right. There's one that I would like to see that I tried to go, because I figured you'd go for some cool ones.
But a lot of mine are cool.
Yeah. I was going to go for ones that I thought could become cool but have been left by the wayside.
I tried to choose a handful of those as well.
Okay,
where
good.
I could. But you're right that I like seeing the rich get richer.
God love you.
So I picked a very woeful one that is much deserving of some praise.
Woeful. Don't be so disrespectful.
Well, it's true.
Okay.
Parasect.
Parasect.
Parasect needs a mega evolution.
I it needs something. That's a dog shit Pokemon.
It's one of the worst they've got.
Yeah, it's a horrible Pokemon.
Why and I've got a really good idea on how to fix it.
What, you're making a big mushroom?
Shit. Figured it out. No. We changed the type.
Oh.
We changed the type two times over.
So it's a completely different Pokemon.
It's a completely different Pokemon.
This is what you do. You take them.
We make it Garchomp.
Yeah. Exactly. You put it on two legs. You make it some kind of weird rat cat thing. We change the name to Mewtwo. That's what he does.
Yeah. No. We make it Ghost Poison.
Ghost Poison.
Uh-huh.
Oh, are you stealing this from fan art? I feel like I've seen some fan art.
There's plenty of fan art, and everybody wants to make Parasect Ghost type. Nobody ever says make Parasect Ghost Poison, as far as I'm
concerned.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. So he now becomes
You think
a
that's
giant,
a real game changer?
Yeah.
Okay.
He becomes a giant skeletal crab.
Skeletal crab.
Yeah.
You're saying
he's been eaten away now. The
he's
mushroom.
A hollow
he's
crab.
A husk. He's a hollow crab.
Right.
He's all skeletal, all exoskeleton.
I mean, yeah.
And it's filled with a bunch of different mushrooms that are coming out of each of its joints.
Right.
It's a lot bigger. It's a lot scarier.
Some kind of zombie. Uh-huh. How like a fungus like a, can take yeah. over a dead insect.
Exactly. We've all seen that video of that beetle.
Yeah,
walking
I've seen
around.
It. Yeah, I've
yeah.
seen it plenty of times.
Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking with this.
I quite like that.
I like it too. I would
quite
use
like
it.
That. Okay, so I'm left with I have three names here, and I'm gonna pick one.
Okay,
should I pick the coolest? Should I pick the most interesting, or like the one where it's like I take a boring one and I say make them cool?
What most excites you?
What would most excite me?
Yeah.
Okay, what would most excite me is Mega Nidoqueen and King.
Exactly.
Is give me something.
What a great move.
Spruce them
great
up
pull.
And make them. I don't know if they should become sort of something kind of like royal.
Uh-huh.
I just think they should become bigger and cooler. I think one goes one way.
They should become
way.
Skinnier and hotter.
But I think Nidoqueen should keep her tits. That's what I think should happen. But I think that they can go back and I think they can do right by Nidoqueen and Nidoking and make them. Because right now, undeniably, they're great Pokemon, especially Nidoking.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they just give them make it a 650 base.
Power creep has been harsh to them. They need a little something.
A little something. A little something.
You
I don't
think
know
they
what
stay
that
poison
is.
Ground?
I think
yeah,
they
got
you
got
to stay with the type. If you want to go changing types, I'll give you my backups that I have. This is sort of a basic one, and I was torn between picking it. Arcanine. I understand that he got something in Hisui.
It's
gave him
true.
Hisui and Arcanine. I would really argue that that was not well done.
Oh.
I don't
think, I like that. I like that Pokemon.
I liked him. It's just, do you like him more than regular Arcanine?
I was never an Arcanine guy, but I don't know if I'd like him more.
Imagine
or less,
if they
yes.
give Arcanine some kind, like a dragon type.
Yeah.
Or if they give him
or
like
a hat.
Or a, yeah, a mustache. They give him a goatee. You know?
Yeah, no,
they give him an electric type magic.
Yeah,
Arcanine,
yeah,
they give
yeah.
him a fire electric.
Yeah.
Something like that, huh?
Yeah. No,
and then the
good.
Third one, the boring one that I had was if they went back and they gave Arbok a little something.
A little Arbok.
A little Arbok.
I see a lot of
something.
Arbok becoming dark type.
That's what I said. They give him poison dark
like
and they make him a bigger, stronger King Cobra.
I like the sound of that.
Those were my ideas.
Okay.
Well, who do you got for Gen 2?
For Gen 2, I've got a really good one, one I liked a lot.
Is it the best one, though?
Probably not.
We'll come and see.
We'll see. We might have the same one, actually. Ready?
I'll go. I have a backup either way.
Okay. Gen 2, I want Mega Octillery.
Mega Octillery. Uh-huh. That's a very you pick. Octillery is not my pick.
I know.
But that's a great pick.
Mega Octillery. He becomes Water Steel, and he turns into a giant tank.
Wow.
And his tentacles curl up into wheels.
Wow.
Yeah. And his
okay.
nose becomes like... like all it right. becomes it sprouts out like a little Pinocchio type.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I think a Mega Octillery. I don't know if it becomes if it gets some kind of like mega launcher ability or
it's
something like
get
that.
Something like that.
Yeah, but something I don't know. Maybe it's too close it's to Blastoise. Like but that. Like
no.
A thing like it that I think would like be that. Really, really cool.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I'm quite into it. My pick for this, so the basic one that I was going to pick, which I would just love. Talk yes. about the rich getting richer.
Yeah.
If they gave me a Mega Kingdra.
Mega Kingdra.
They made him an even bigger, more badass dragon.
Yeah.
I'm
he
wondering,
turns into a tank.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah,
like our steel.
But that's not my pick.
No, it's not your
just
pick.
Throw that. You see how shocked you were?
I was terrified.
I want them to go back, and I want them to give them something a little more special.
Oh.
To a Zuriel. I'm rocking because I rocked in a Zuriel for my
you
sword
love
for,
a Zuriel,
for
yeah.
my Scarlet and Violet playthrough.
Yeah,
I want to see them make him into a big fat bear. We've already thrown Pokemon Evolution out the window,
uh-huh.
where he goes from like having no arms to being a mouse to being a rabbit.
I was gonna say, what do you think a Zuriel is?
I think I want him to become a big giant bear now.
Okay,
and I think maybe
yeah.
he becomes a tank.
I think his tentacles become wheels.
Azurill's my pick. I want to see Mega Azurill.
I like Azurill.
There's one of the I'm picturing
just throw more stats on it.
Yeah,
that's
more stats
it
on it.
Yeah.
Make it more like the Totoro. Remember from Power World, everybody's talking about
uh-huh,
how that one
yeah.
looked like a Totoro.
Yeah,
I want to see him look even bigger.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I think that's good. I like
yeah.
that.
I want to see Azurill get a little something,
a little love. Huh?
Yeah,
it's already a pretty good Pokemon though.
Well, how about you shut the fuck up?
No, I'm just. I'm like, okay.
I'm very excited for Gen 3.
Gen 3, there were so many great options.
So many great options.
Now, I had the opportunity to go silly, but I said, Gen 3, we gotta go cool.
I have to have
at least one cool
You're
one.
Being earnest.
I'm being earnest this time.
Okay.
And I think it needs to be Mega Cacturn.
Mega Cacturn.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if it's changed, if it keeps the grass or the I'm like I don't know if it keeps the grass or the dark type yeah but I think we add ground to it
okay
because it's a desert guy. I think it's the little holes in its face and stuff start leaking sand and it starts and its new ability is sand stream. I think it becomes like a sand stream.
All right.
Pokemon, right?
Okay.
People have talked about this before, by the way.
That's fine. I don't think I would like it then.
I
either.
Know you probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
But that your taste is already in question.
Who cares what you like? Yeah, you have such pedestrian taste anyway.
But out of the ground, so he's got bigger, longer arms and claws and things like that.
I'm hearing
and out
you.
Of the ground, like a stalagmite or stalactite, whichever one comes from the ground up.
Yeah.
It's pierced
oh,
through him.
Oh, a rock.
Like a rock. Oh, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Goes through him, and it's like a scarecrow. Like he's attached
okay.
to it like that, you know?
Okay.
And he's got sand streaming out of his eyes and his body. I'm going to, like, a lot of scary stuff today.
Yeah. Are you okay?
No. Look at me.
Okay.
That's this is something that I like a lot.
You gotta sell me on ground dark or grass or grass ground.
Yeah.
That's where I'm like, because I think if you put all three in front of me, I think I pick grass dark 10 times out of 10, maybe.
I don't know. I think maybe it's grass ground now, or maybe
grass
it's ground dark. I mean, there's only
ground.
One ground dark. It's the Krukaruka.
Yeah, Krukaruka.
Right?
Yeah.
The Krukaruka.
The Kookamonga. Yeah, okay. I don't
so
love it.
You know, I know you don't
I'm
love
not
it.
I'm not a Cacturn like
Yeah, that. I know you're not a Cacturn guy. I like Cacturn.
Yes, I like it. Speaking of the ground type.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, we have to I would be remiss.
You're a big bolt toy man.
I'm big on I am.
Uh-huh. But
no. We have to say Mega Flygon has been thrown around for years. It needs something, obviously. But I'm not giving you that.
No.
You can go to fucking you can go watch that loser A drive if you want to hear about Mega Flygon.
Uh-huh, it's true.
He's not returning our calls.
He's not. We've asked him several times to come on the podcast, and he said no.
We're trying
thank
to get
you.
In contact.
Not
through,
until you have Mega Cacturn.
Yeah. Not until Riddler Koo tweets at you. and calls you a pussy or something.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you want to know who I want to see get a little something? That, yeah. And this would be easy as pie to do.
Yeah.
Whale Lord.
Whale Lord.
They take Whale Lord and they make him even bigger.
Yeah!
They make him even bigger. They make him into a fucking cruise ship. Okay? And I think, hear me out.
Okay.
What if you make him water steel?
Oh, and he's perhaps some kind of tank.
I was thinking something of a tank. Yeah. No, you make him into a giant, like, cruise military, what's it called? An aircraft carrier.
Yeah.
And you make him a big, fat fucking whale.
Yeah.
And you just double down on what you already got.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Though, when you did say Whale Lord, I was kind of hoping that you'd do a little meme thing. And he becomes teeny tiny.
He becomes a little.
He's so strong, but he's really tiny.
He becomes a little. Yeah.
They shrink him down.
He becomes a little inner tube.
Yeah.
Little inner tube. You imagine the big bad thing, the mega.
Yeah, I quite like that. Maybe
yeah,
I think stronger. I think we're very funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. For Gen 4, I had to pick a favorite of mine in Gen 4.
Yeah, hit me.
Mega Porygon Z.
Mega Porygon Z?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me you're throwing a psychic type on it.
I was thinking either psychic or electric
or
on the normal.
Or space type.
Or space type.
Exactly, yeah.
Cyberspace. And I think we changed his name to Porygon AI.
Oh, come on. Porygon Z to A.
Yeah, exactly. I feel it's screaming out for it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't have as clear an idea on this one.
Right.
But I feel like it's got to have, like, the Oculus, like, metaverse goggles on it. It just keeps turning into the next step in, you know, in computer usage.
How about this?
Yeah.
Porygon GPT. I didn't listen to anything you just said. I just thought of Porygon GPT. I said, I got to sit on this.
Well, you know what? That's great. I'm glad you did. Because you would you saved me from having to say that I don't have any other ideas for this one.
Well, yeah, no.
But I think normal electric, normal psychic is cool.
Right.
I think it should be kind of AI themed in some way, perhaps. I'm not sure what it looks like.
It's eating Cheetos. It's eating Cheetos. It's in its mother's basement. It's an incel. It's on Reddit sub forums.
Porygon Doom Scroll. Yeah.
I apologize if you love AI and you have one of those headsets.
Yeah.
It's all in good fun.
Yeah.
Yes. Who did I say?
And it's poisoned.
It's poisoned type. What's virgin type? Okay, so again, as a honorable mention, I have to say Magnezone. Everybody on planet Earth has said Magnezone.
I was hoping that you'd
do it. Make him into a big spaceship, but I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Another one that I love, that I want to see you double down a little bit.
Another one.
I want to see Gastrodon get a mega.
Gastrodon.
I want to see Gastrodon
wow.
get a something.
What would it look like?
I think he becomes a sort of like a tank. No, it just never doesn't sound, it hasn't like sounded not funny in my head yet, so I'm going to keep saying no, I'll give you something. I want to see them take the pink, I don't think the blue one can mega evolve.
Yeah.
I say fuck that one.
Okay.
Make the pink one fairy type.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you're dropping
this
water
is your
ground.
Big idea, huh?
This is what I'm saying. Have we seen a ground fairy type?
No. Besides you.
Told you not to speak about me like that. No, we make him ground fairy.
Yeah.
Still gets water moves.
Yeah, still gets water moves.
Except he's gay.
Gay tank. And he looks like Totoro.
Yeah. I really thought we were just going to name them quickly. And then you showed me up with all the good ideas. That's why it took me 7 minutes to come up with my list. And then Ibram sitting here for 25 minutes. Fucking, I didn't know he was writing down fucking
blueprints. I wanted to make sure it would be, no, so we'd have fun.
Yeah.
He's fairy type.
Something of a pink tank.
Yeah, huh? Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. All right, sounds good to me.
Yeah. What do you got for Gen 5?
Gen 5. Another favorite of mine that everyone knows is probably coming its way. Darmanitan.
Darmanitan.
Mega Darmanitan.
I feel like they've already given too much to Darmanitan.
Not enough for me. Not enough for
if,
me.
I'll go as far to say this. If they gave Darmanitan a Mega, I would be irate.
Yeah, no.
I would be positively furious.
Until you hear what I've got in store for you.
Okay,
ready?
Tell me.
Okay, so you know how every time... You know how he's got a Zen mode in every form, right?
Yeah,
where he becomes a little silly, right?
Yeah.
He becomes a little. So I think you have now the Mega is is angry mode, where he's not angry, or he's not whatever. I couldn't come up with another thing. I wanted to say irate, but it sounds like it's exactly what you said.
That's what I undercut you.
So not so chill mode.
Okay,
where he turns into fire dark.
Okay.
And he turns into like all I can kind of make it out to be is like what's the little brother in the Wild Thornberries? Yeah, that guy. Like, he should be like that, but he's got sunglasses. What's that kid? Hey, in the comment section below, what's that kid's name, huh?
So which one was Darwin? The monkey was Darwin?
The monkey's Darwin, yeah.
And she was, what was the main girl's name?
Eliza.
Sophie. Eliza Thornberry.
Eliza Thornberry. Nigel is the dad.
Nigel's the dad. When is the woke mob gonna come for that show? Because that wasn't okay, whatever the fuck that was.
That's so not okay that I actually think it's transcended into being like nobody's even really sure what that's making fun of.
Did they not feed the kid or something? Like, what is why is the kid, it wasn't like the kid was like 2 or something.
No.
That kid was like 5 or 6. Yeah. And it was just fucking going around.
Yeah, so that's my idea. My idea for Gen 5.
Okay. I have 2 more. And I took shamelessly 2 cool ones because I think
that's
this
fine.
Generation sucks ass. Kinda.
Yeah.
Just not, doesn't suck ass, but it sucks. I have Excadrill.
Okay, Excadrill.
And I have Crocodile.
Okay, yes.
And I think that Crocodile is kind of like already cool enough, but I mean like...
Crocodile would be awesome to have a Mega.
Yeah, but I don't quite know where I would choose to go with it.
I think he needs to go on 4 legs. I think he goes down, spikes on the back.
Sure.
Kind of like a prehistoric crocodile.
Right. But you got to be careful with Skeledirge.
I know.
Now with
I know.
Everything. And I mean, like, everybody's going to say, oh, you got to say Mega. I want Mega Feraligatr with all the things. You know, they want that with Mega Feraligatr.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know if I'm dropping either ground or dark. I don't know. But I'm curious to see what a.
Maybe dragon?
Dragon's the layup for it. A ground dragon, that's already fucking Garchomp.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
Dark dragon that's already fucking
Hydreigon. I don't know, but you can. It's okay to have
know.
More than
I don't
one.
Know. So that's why I pick Excadrill.
Okay, cool. What's your idea there? Something of an underground tank.
Yeah.
Maybe you make him the Underminer from the end of The Incredibles.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Make him into an yes. No, I want him to wear sunglasses.
Okay. I wrote these down.
I don't know where sunglasses. That's a good idea. No, I want him to wear a construction hat.
Oh, okay. Well, great. That's all you need to say.
I want him to wear a construction hat, and I want him to be bigger and stronger.
Built to last longer.
Guys, I fly to Orlando tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, come on. It's great. All right, Gen 6.
Yeah.
All right. I really liked the one I came up with for this one.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Clawitzer. Mega Clawitzer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He becomes a tank.
Something of a tank.
No, quite the opposite.
All right.
He becomes Water Dragon, and the claw becomes a giant dragon. That he's attached to.
Oh,
that
it's
like a giant.
Him.
Yeah, yeah. Like
okay.
It can look a little, maybe a little bit like Gyarados or something like that.
Interesting.
It's like a long, you know, one of those
all right.
types. And then
okay.
he's just a little guy attached to it, and he's going, he's like, ah!
Okay. All right. I like it.
Yeah, I liked that.
All right. This one?
Yeah.
So I my honorable mention is Pangoro.
Okay.
I don't care what you want to do with Pangoro. I love Pangoro. Give him a mega. I'll use it 10 times.
Give him a little something. Yeah.
And this is an opportunity for you to hang on the rim a little bit.
Okay.
Aegislash.
Aegislash.
You take Aegislash, and you make him a full suit of armor.
Yeah! How about that? I like that.
A full fucking ghost suit of armor.
I think that's exactly what we need.
Exactly.
That's
and
great.
I'll give you, have you checked the scores?
Oh, are we, how am I doing?
You've destroyed, you've embarrassed me.
Yes!
It's something, baby. It's like 70-30. Oh, it's just embarrassing.
I'll tell you, when I hit hard.
Oh, God. But yes, no, this is, congratulations on your first victory on the steel type draft if you haven't already seen it.
Uh-huh, you gotta go vote.
Yeah, well, the vote's over. Relax. Oh, okay. You won. But it's you know, it's entertaining.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, it's fun true. To see who, you know, watch me learn.
Exactly.
Watch me nay-nay.
Watch me whip. Watch me nay-nay. Yeah, Aegislash, big ghost steel
I like
suit of armor.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah,
I like think the only other thing I could have think of is maybe he gets a cannon. But then that would be too much like every other thing we've come up with.
Say, or unless you want to make him into something of a ghost tank.
Ghost tank. Yeah, hold on. Hold on. Now that's something. Now you're cooking with grease.
Yeah, okay.
All right. This one I think is going to make you laugh.
Okay.
Gen 7.
We haven't overlapped once.
I know. That's why we're so good together.
Yeah. Anything you can do, I can do better. Yes.
Gen 7, Mega Minior.
Mega Minior. Uh-huh. You and the Minior.
I love a Minior.
So what are you going to make him?
I think he's just a giant meteor.
He's just a planet.
I think he becomes fire flying.
All right.
And he's crashing into the Earth. And I think he's, you know, maybe you slow him down a little bit.
I was going to say, what a perpetual hell.
Ah! That's the whole thing, is that the Megas, like, hurt them, right?
They say that?
That's what they say. Is that
Who says that?
That if you look it up, it's like a theory that all the Megas, like, by transforming into the Megas, it actually hurts the Pokemon a little bit.
Why?
I mean, look at them. Look at that. Some of them are fucking freaks.
Nah, whatever. I mean, Mega Kangaskhan, does that really hurt that much?
Yeah, well,
if anything, there's got to be a little bit of relief. Get the baby out for a second.
No, that's emotional pain.
Oh, okay.
If you love something, you have to let it go.
Oh, sure. Okay. Okay.
But that was mine, is that it's, you know, a giant meteor, like the moon in Legend of Zelda.
Okay.
Yeah, that
okay,
kind of
okay, okay. All right, fair enough. I like that. All right, so I have two honorable mentions and the one that I actually want them to do.
Okay.
Melmetal, Mega Melmetal, whatever that would look like.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Whatever you have up your sleeve, Pokemon, I want to see a Mega Melmetal fucking go ham with it.
Yeah.
This one, everybody on planet Earth knows that Koma-O is the worst pseudo-legendary, right?
Yeah, probably. I mean, we did this in our ranking.
We did. Koma-O sucks.
Yeah. I don't like Koma-O.
Koma-O sucks ass. I don't believe that Pokemon would do it right to give him a good Mega where you're like, oh, okay, that's an actual improvement.
Yeah.
I don't believe that'll happen. But I think if I was some executive at Pokemon, I'd be like, can you just try? I want to see what you come up with.
We need to do
and
something.
And then I'll cut it.
Yeah.
But I just want to see what you have. So I'd be like, no, not that either. Yeah. Never mind. The one that I want, and this will ruffle some feathers.
Okay.
And that's why I'm on this podcast.
Good.
To ruffle feathers.
People love you for it.
What was the Shilmon that everybody fell head over fucking heels for in this generation? It was Mimikyu. And Mimikyu, to me, has always been... Who really gives a I can't pretend to give a shit about Mimikyu.
I feel like Mimikyu fell off pretty hard for me.
Yeah, Ghost Fairy was cool for maybe 3 seconds, and then it was like, well, what have you done
what
for
you
me lately?
Do? Yeah, what?
And
you
I would
for
like
lately?
To see Pokemon do something for me lately.
Okay.
Maybe he becomes a whole puppet show. Maybe he has this lame fucking cardboard cutout. Yeah. And he does little plays.
That's really good.
You know?
That's very good. I like that a lot. That's very funny.
There you go.
He becomes a whole puppet show.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's good.
And imagine if Pokemon was really cool, if they really wanted to go off the rails, they get to the battle, you go Mega Mimikyu, and then you become a puppet. Yeah. And the whole battle takes place in a puppet show. And you're half power or whatever.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Finally, something fun from you.
Yeah, I know, right? Finally, an idea.
An idea.
That was the first and last one,
okay,
by the way.
Okay, good.
Uh-huh.
All right, Gen 8.
Hit me.
This was a tough gen.
Because this generation is probably the worst generation
ever. This one was really bad.
It's really bad. I have a cop-out answer sitting here for you.
Okay.
Period.
Mine is Mega Ice Cube.
Mega Ice Cube?
Yes.
And what do you figure for
him? I wanted him to be a soldier penguin. And the ice, like, becomes different pieces of armor on him. And he's got a big ice sword.
Oh.
And he's kind of, I mean, like, imagine if the Sirfetch'd was, like, maybe a little cooler and taller and faster. An ice type. That's what I'm imagining. And maybe he's ice fighting.
Ice fighting.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know why I keep looking at them like, I'm like, yeah.
Are you proud of me?
Yeah. Hey, you like that?
Okay, so I'll tell you mine, but I just had an idea. Okay, you said Ice Cube, and I was like, okay, I should have picked a dog shit one and then done the mental work to do it. And I got back to when we said Stonejourner.
Like, okay,
what if they make Stonejourner like a big wall? And I was like, and in my head, I was like, how can we make fun of Trump in some way? But then I abandoned that. What if we make him rock fire and it's a wall of rock? Like, it's a wall of fire.
Oh, fire rock. Okay.
A big giant wall.
I like that.
Wall
No,
and
that's pretty cool.
Like, he shoots like, you know.
Fucking, yeah, he's, he spits out like cannonballs.
Yeah, cannonballs or something.
Is there a way we could work a tank in there?
Huh?
Is there a way we could work a tank in there?
Yeah, I'm thinking it'd be a perfect compliment to have all of our new tank Pokemon. No, my honest answer for this one was Tabula Rasa.
Yeah.
Do Megas for all of the starters.
Yeah.
The Gen 8 starters are easily the worst starters to ever fucking be. I don't know how on earth they made those things and thought that it was okay.
Yeah.
I am that offended and disgusted that they said, all right, Cinderace, Rillaboom, and fucking Inteleon, good. Hard day's work.
How do you
look at yourself in the mirror and say that that's okay?
I don't know.
Give them all Megas. Yeah. Give them another shot. I don't care what you do with them. Make them cooler. Make them stronger. Make them less ass. I don't care that they're competitive. Give Rillaboom a ground type. Give him a rock type. Give Cinderace the electric type that everybody's always wanted. Give Inteleon ghost or psychic or something.
Yeah.
Give me something. Don't fucking just sit by the wayside and have a whole generation of people. I feel bad.
A whole generation of children.
There's a group of... There's thousands and tens of thousands of people who that was their introduction to Pokemon.
Yeah, no.
It's just like, they were like, this is kind of cool, I guess. And I was like, no, sweetheart, it wasn't.
No.
This was ass. I grabbed my little baby cousin, Miley. She looks at me, she doesn't know what I'm talking about. She said, that was a terrible game. Oh my god!
No, it really was. It really was.
Yeah, it was.
I'm trying to think. The only other one, I'm surprised you didn't go for like Dragapult or something like that. That would have been a layup.
Dragapult is already so badass. Yeah. I mean, I would love Mega Dragapult, of course, but you know.
All right,
you can't give Megas to every pseudo legendary.
I know. Though you can't stop me from trying.
No, I can't.
All right, now this is when I get the most ambitious. Ready? Gen 9. But I feel like we can do it.
All right.
Gen 9. If I want to do a Mega. It's my boy Scovillain. Mega Scovillain.
I'm listening.
I love Scovillain. I think Scovillain is one of my favorite ones they added. But a lot of people feel as though he was done dirty.
Why?
Because he doesn't have great stats.
Right.
And Ogre Pond Fire came out. Everything he does, but better.
He got undercut.
Yeah, he got undercut.
Yes.
So what I want to do is give him a third head. That's a blue pepper, and he's fire, grass, and water.
Okay.
And he's got three types. He'll be the only one that can do it.
All right.
He's he doesn't need any other stat things. He'll probably still suck eggs.
Uh-huh.
But I want him to have three types. And
it's a little crazy that when you went blue pepper instead of yellow and made him electric.
No, because I want it to be the core three, the starter types.
Right. It's just one exists and the other one doesn't.
I understand that. I understand that. But also, he's a two-headed pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I that's what I wanted.
You give him a watering can.
Hey, now.
I'm good for something. How about this? You make it into a tank.
Make him into a puppet show.
Yeah.
That's crazy if Mega Scovillain is just the same thing, but he's got a watering can and now he's water.
What? They did that with Kangaskhan?
No, it's true.
Kinda.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's true.
Give him a watering can. Give him a hose.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's, but he doesn't even have any hands.
But it comes out of his ass. Comes out of his ass.
All right, yeah, go ahead.
Mine is very boring. It's Kilowattrel. I think Kilowattrel has like so much potential. I think it's like I love.
Don't know why you like that bird so much.
I love the idea of electric flying. Sorry, I do. The main thing is I don't love him.
Yeah.
Is I don't think that he's perfect. Yeah. I think he needs a little something, something.
He's a little bit like all of us, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's finding himself.
Yeah.
I don't know what they do. I think, you know, maybe they make him into something of a fighter jet.
Yeah.
What do they give him, a construction hat?
This is either our best or worst episode.
I think we often toe that line. That's all. That's what you got. Kilowattrel.
Kilowattrel. There you go. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Well, what a fun ride we went on.
It
huh?
really was a fun ride. Or you know what? I should have said Revavroom, and then make him into like a big race car.
Make him into some kind of tank.
One that should be a tank. They say, nah, make him do a puppet show.
Yeah, yeah, no, make him a puppet
so
show.
So do you guys in the comments
yeah,
have any...
Yeah, let us know what you want.
Yeah, what Pokemon would you want to see as a tank? That's all we got. We got tank, puppet show, and sunglasses.
And or construction
and
hat.
And or construction hat. And then the craziest thing we said was blue pepper.
Hey, thanks for watching.
It's the one fucking color pepper that doesn't exist anywhere.
Yeah, well, I like it like that.
Oh, that's good.
We call him.
Hey, if you made it this far in the video, please leave a like and subscribe if you haven't already. If you listen on any of the audio apps, please leave a 5-star review. If you don't want to leave a 5-star review, leave a 4-star review. Yeah. We're not perfect. But if you want to leave a 3-star review, how could you possibly do that? I'm sorry about all the tank jokes. I won't do them next week, I promise you. Instead, what you do is you can leave a comment, turn mm-hmm. the notification bells on. I respond to every single comment. That's how we get the conversation going. Nobody wants to get farted, so we're not going
to
do that. But
I know, nobody wanted to.
If you want, hey, if anybody wants to be curious and comment, what's that smell and see what happens.
See what happens.
You'll be surprised.
You'll be surprised.
But hey, man, if you say, hey, man, I don't want to do all of that, any of that. I just want to give you money. What do they do?
You go to Teespring.
I told you I stopped doing that joke a month ago.
I know, but my joke this time was that you. I look at you. No, you go to Teespring. You can go and get your shirts over there. You can get your totes over there. You can get whatever you want. Hey, money can't buy you love, but it could sure buy you a hell of a lot of Teespring.
You can buy us.
You can buy us. No, we're gonna. I have a little design. I have a couple of things that I have drawn up for you. Yeah. Perhaps a friend of the pod shirt.
Oh.
I have perhaps a very special guest shirt. We've got all sorts of things designed. I haven't shown Ryan anything yet.
Okay.
Because I don't want him to look at it and tell me it's bad. but you can get all those things. They're coming. And in the meantime, pick yourself up a philanthropist shirt.
Yeah.
And
get a cup.
Get a new cup. Yeah.
I don't know when or if I'm going live this
I
week.
Know,
I
you're
might,
working now.
I might skip this week. I don't know what my life is becoming. If I have a weird energy for some reason Thursday night, maybe I'll go live. You'll hear about it, but it's just you won't know from this podcast when or if I'm going live, unfortunately.
Yes.
Because I'm out of town a couple days.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So deeply sorry. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything else to say?
I got nothing else to say.
All right, guys. See you next week. Bye.
See ya.
One, two, three, five, six, seven, eight.
You a little bit.
I said a five, six.
A five, six, seven, eight. I think we can afford to get you a little higher up.
You can afford?
That's good.